Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
What do you want most in life? Have you honestly pondered this? It's not a selfish question. Actually, it's a good question. Interestingly, the answer to that question reveals some things about you, things that might encourage you, things that might require a second look, or that might challenge you. Perhaps you need some alterations. Also, things that might help you look closer at specific aspects of your life. And finally, things that inspire you to make changes and commitments. Now, let's explore what you want most in life. As we ask the question, what do you want most? Let's look at a man who lived centuries ago. He worked hard to live a good life, yet he did not know God personally. It wasn't until God made the first move to him, God always does, that relationship with God became an option for this man. Remarkably, God reached to him and invited him closer. This man believed God's invitation and responded. Even though the man in our focus was already living a good life, it wasn't until he actively believed God that his choices became a thrust toward holy living. Interesting, don't you think? In other words, good isn't always holy. So even if you are living a good life, it's not until you sincerely believe God and His claims, then follow through with obedient choices that flow from a relationship with God, that your life becomes truly good. More accurately, you begin to live a holy life. This man that we talked about did not have the law or the prophets. You and I do. This man also did not have any of the Bible or New Testament. You and I do. Further, this man did not have the example of Christ's life. Again, you and I do. The extended invitation to this man was given long before God reached into history to form his own people. Frankly, that invitation to this man, and now to you, me, and all people on the earth, was in the mind of God before he created anything. God sliced into this man's life one day to call him into close relationship, plus to extend a hand of fellowship, and additionally, to invite him into partnership. So who was this guy? Even though there was no law, no prophets, not a Bible, not even a Pentateuch, no Jesus Christ as an example, this man desperately wanted fellowship with God. He was hungry and thirsty for God. So with little more than a shoestring and a prayer, he grabbed onto God's invitation. Further, he embraced the opportunity to know God by faith. To have relationship with the living, eternal God was unthinkable, yet that was the invitation. In those moments of reaching back to God, accepting the offer by faith, Abraham's obedience became a proof of a credible life story. People have been reading his life story ever since. Abraham's good living took on deeper meaning as soon as he personally connected with God by faith and followed through with actions in everyday details. In fact, this is how he began holy living. Abraham's righteous works became full, rich, and real because of his faith in God's love. Also, because he simply accepted God's invitation into relationship. How often does anyone get an invitation like that? God considered Abraham as righteous. Another word is holy. James 2:23 says, "And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. God's friend. Incredible. Plus, he became an example to all generations, actually the father of faith. As already stated, faith in God is where holy living begins. Many years passed before the law, the prophets, and the Christ were all introduced into human history. God's timing for each of these events rolled out with impeccable planning. Meanwhile, God slipped into Abraham's life with an unbelievable invitation, "Be my friend, only by faith." Now it's an offer to all people. Incidentally, Christ was alive before the beginning of time. Matter of fact, he created the beginning. God, who became a man, lived a perfect, holy life, died in place of every person to pay for all sin, rose from death as our champion. This God-man completed God's reach to mankind. Now, faith in Jesus is where holy living begins. Simply put, you are made holy or perfect through Christ. The shift to faith in Christ came when God quietly slipped into humanity through a baby in a manger with an unbelievable invitation, "Be my friend, only by faith." As the God-man, God was no longer sort of invisible, ominous, or distant. He was right here on earth, living with us. Remarkably, a few people, like Abraham, reached forward before Christ, believing even before he became human. These people's faith is highly honored. In fact, the faith of our forefathers is a credible example for your life today. No wonder Scripture honors Abraham and others like him as an example for us. So, are you hungry? Do you thirst? Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Matthew 5:6. Remember what Abraham's response was to God's invitation? Well, he totally took it. This is what he wanted most. What's your response? Do you totally take God's invitation? What do you want most in life? Abraham knew less than you and I about God, but he had bold faith. What were the results? Intimate relationship with the living God, plus a good, holy life, well lived with deep and rich purpose. Also, a credible example to all peoples of the earth. Additionally, Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness by God. And finally, God called Abraham his friend. Do you want any of those things as badly as Abraham did? So, what is your response to God's invitation? Have you totally taken it, like Abraham? How have you responded to amazing grace? Remarkably, Scripture also says Jesus is a stumbling stone to people. Why is that? Well, because they don't pursue him by faith. Many times, people approach life by works. Sadly, even people who call themselves Christians. Quite literally, they stumble over the stumbling stone. Romans 9:32 says, "They pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works." They stumbled over the stumbling stone. Thankfully, the next verse, Romans 9:33, says, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and the one who believes in him will not be put to shame." Simply, faith in an extraordinary, loving God brings salvation. Remarkably, this also funnels into friendship with God. Yes, even back in Abraham's day, it all hinged on forward faith in Jesus. Have you put your faith in the stumbling stone? So what's the value of working hard to live a godly life? Well, Living by faith in Jesus proves, first of all, you believe God. That's important. Second, it proves that you love Him enough to obey Him, and that's your proof of being a Jesus follower. Third, it proves that you have become who you were created to be and still working on it. That's super special. And finally, you cash in all God's amazing promises, which is simply remarkable. How do you cash in, by the way? On holy living. Frankly, you learn from Abraham's life. You focus on Jesus, the only person worthy of your faith. Also, you remember scriptures like these. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Or this one. The righteous will live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4 and Galatians 3:11. You also cash in on holy living by claiming every promise God has made, and also by obeying every command He has given. And finally, you cash in on holy living by loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amazingly, you can live richly blessed even in terrible times. God resides inside your soul. This means, first, immediate help. Second, instant comfort. Third, critical wisdom. Fourth, peace. Fifth, joy. And sixth, purpose. So, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? How you manage your life each day is your proof. In the state of our world these days, you need a holy life, and so do others around you. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. First, what do you want most in life? Number two, are you hungry and thirsty for God, for His righteousness and holiness? Third, have you accepted the invitation of intimate relationship with God through faith in Jesus? Four, do you believe God's every promise? Five, do you obey His commands? Six, have you considered how much more you've been given than Abraham had? Number seven, what keeps you from coming close to God? Eight, why not respond to God's amazing invitation to be His friend? Nine, do you want to please God? And number 10, simply want to encourage you to do this. Live by faith. Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.